Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast. Previously on Tavern Tales, the Stonehammers have encountered a band of Duergar, but not just any Duergar, the relatives and direct relations of none other than Oscar himself.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own.
Level.
Eldith, one of those doors to the north triggers you. And in like the modern sense of trigger to like, oh my god, worrisome.
You're suddenly offended by that door.
We're like put upon, like you have the vapors, the old, which is the old version of the vapors, not the new version of the vapors.
Mercy me.
It is like you just look over there as a brief glance and a shudder runs through you. It seems that whenever Raxo is talking about Nymeria, she is referencing the door beyond the dais directly across from where this conversation is
happening. So not the
happening.
One that I'm...
No, nowhere near. That is the eastern door, and you're looking at the northwestern door, which is kind of the first door to the left when you walked in.
Hmm.
So just so you know, there are two doors to the south. There's the one door, which is to the southeast, which is the further one away on your right. That door is the one where you can hear the ringing coming from.
But where they said we're not allowed to go.
Yeah, they were like, you know, no fucking go there.
Is there like a forge that way?
Or... You say that out loud?
I'm going to make it a little bit better. I'm going to say, where's the forge sound coming from?
Raxo looks at you after you made the beautiful comment about we should all never judge a book by its cover. And Raxo's like, oh, so the first comment you made was a lie then, eh? If you want to know where the ringing's coming from again. You want to know the forge is? That's what you wanted all along?
Oh, no, sorry. I just noticed the noise finally. I was paying attention to my mandolin.
Liar.
No, it's a mandolin.
Yeah, it's a mandolin.
Not a liar.
Foggy's right, it's a mandolin.
Wow.
Foggy's right, it's a mandolin.
You're welcome. I'm here all week.
Forsaker of the truth.
Yes, can we meet Numera?
Nymeria.
Can we meet Nymeria? I think that I'd like to play her song.
Okay, so the... Duergar come over and they make you take your instrument and put it on the pile.
No!
Whoa.
I feel like that was a real reaction.
And they search you for the remainder of your weapons.
Oh, I already gave over
search
everything.
Search you for the remainder of your weapons.
Keep going.
But he's keep like, going. No, I don't want to. That's gross.
Starts
little
to lift up
little
the corner.
To the left. Little
no!
The left. Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
didn't yeah. hide nothing up there. I'm not checking.
You don't know.
But I don't want to know.
Better check.
You're hardly wearing any clothes at all. You're a weird dwarf.
You're the one who came to pat me down. This is the most action I've gotten in like 4 weeks.
That's not true at all.
I relinquished Raxo. I'm going home. My hands are unclean.
Foggy just like pulls up the side of his loincloth.
Pulls up the side of his loincloth.
Check out my hip dip.
Just undoes the end of it. Like, no, you really got you check all of me. Oh, wow. They spend quite a bit of time patting down Eldeth. Because you're in plate mail armor, and they're like, I don't know if there's anything underneath this. This is good.
Excuse me,
well-made
sir.
Well-made armor.
My breastplate covers my breast.
The one breast?
My uniboob.
Yes. But
an internal problem.
I don't know if there's a stiletto in the cleavage. But that's okay. If there is, I mean, it's just a stiletto. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
She was born without cleavage. She has uniboob.
It's just a shelf?
Yeah.
She's a Lego character.
It's a diagnosable
character.
Medical
She's a
disorder.
Lego figure. Okay, I get it. Yeah, no, a good breastplate would push your breasts together and clamp them down.
Bind them and not like be awkward to like push the hits.
Yeah, they're not Yashiria breastplate.
Yeah.
Which separated.
Lifted and separated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was good. That was good quality awkward. Plate mail.
Did you have any weapons?
Well, I have my two clubs and I have my shield.
But you put those things on the ground, right? Did you have anything else? A dagger or anything? And the guy's like, do I have to go through all of this mountain dwarf's satchel of stuff? Like, there's so much stuff that this dwarf is carrying.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave it all here.
Can somebody bring my mandolin in case I have to sing a song to the...
No. Raxus says, lady. That is a magical weapon. You will leave it there.
It just sings really... It no. plays really well.
Liar.
No, it's a mandolin.
For sake of truth.
Did my cord bind Tessicar?
That we didn't really... We kind of skipped over. So skipped. You have your red cord, but you asked. You keep asking me that, and you need to... Talk well, to in character.
Have they kind of ignored the fact that the hands aren't bound and have they forgotten?
No. Oh, but okay. The one Orn Dog is over there and is the one patting down Tessicar.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I know. I understand. It's part of the job.
Oh my. You have a really big package. I'll have to go through it.
And go right ahead.
Takes your backpack off. Well, I see you like stick work. Pulls out a pair of sticks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my lamp is in there. Look at my genie lamp.
Did you need someone to rub your lamp for you?
Yeah, I did.
Polish it up.
I also, for some reason, still have an orc sock in there.
Oh, yeah.
So you really work this knob? And she pulls out a knob of a bed.
Oh, God, Kyle.
No, it's perfect. It's Horn Dog. It's her.
Orndog.
Oh, it's Orndog. Orndog. Apologies.
Raxo comes over, looks you up and down, says, weird.
Look who's talking.
I don't get the resemblance. You're an ugly motherfucker.
If the shoe fits.
That's why I always say.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, Tessicar does put his one, I guess, weapon, other weapon, is his component pouch. So all his components he puts down.
Yeah, it's a nice pouch.
Yeah, it is. It's filled with lots of good stuff.
I bet.
Can I ask the one that's patting me down about that door?
Which door?
The one to the northwest.
Absolutely.
That triggered me.
Yes, but do you want to deal with the red ribbon? Let's dribble with the red ribbon first.
Tessicar, can I use this to bind your hands? Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah, go ahead.
So she takes her red cord and she wraps it around Tessicar's hands, but they never said how tight.
Well, they'll check it.
Oh.
But this is your...
You already said yes.
And Tessicar does
damn
know
it.
That this is like literally...
It's my connection to Illmatter.
This is her divine focus to Illmatter. This is what... When she was named a paladin of Illmatter, she was bound to Illmatter as Illmatter was bound to all of the pain of the world. And this is the symbol and sigil of her faith. And you know it all too well, Tessicar. So just because Chelsea forgot in the moment what this red string meant, I would not do that to Tessicar unless Tessicar is willing to accept.
I feel like Tessicar probably also forgot because he's totally flirting up with Horn Dog right now.
But you were raised in the same convent and you were raised with the same knowledge of Illmatter. And even though you're forgetful, when Eldeth pulls the red ribbons out, this is a moment. So I want to make sure that I'm giving you an opportunity to go one way or the other if you'd like to. And if you say, I'm not even paying attention because I'm flirting, that's cool. That's a total valid choice. But it is a momentous point. Your acceptance of Illmatter and the binding is super important.
Okay, this is how this is going to play. So Tessicar is still chatting it up with Miss Horndog here, having a jolly old time. Eldeth asks something, not really paying attention to Eldeth because, you know, there's this really attractive dwarf over here that I'm hoping to get it on with.
I'm like, yeah, yeah, whatever.
And I'm
like, so, do you like magic hands? I got some pretty good fingers.
Subtle.
Yeah.
Nice.
So your hands are being bound by Eldeth.
Yeah, and he's like not even looking at it. He's just like, his hands are facing one direction. His head is like looking the other way because he's talking.
How do you tie the...
She does kind of like a figure eight.
So like, do you come up underneath or over top first?
So underneath the one and then over top the other and then underneath and then ties it.
And across the wrists, right?
Yeah.
So the hand of Shub-Niggurath does not touch the ribbon to begin with.
To begin with, no.
As the ribbons go further down the hands, though, as soon as it touches the hand of Shub-Niggurath.
Ouch.
No.
Oh.
It starts to turn back to normal colored flesh. And you remember that hit point I took away from you?
Away from me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You get that hit point.
What?
So in other words, the hit point that was taken away from Eldeth is granted to Tessikar. So you have an additional hit point on your character sheet.
So I go from 31 to 32?
Yes.
Whoa.
Why are you glaring at her?
You did this to me.
Yeah.
Don't even.
You should glare at the DM if anybody.
Okay, so your anger towards me is unjustified. So let's justify it. And you lose another hit point,
no.
Eldeth. No, I'm just kidding. But I did want to justify that anger.
I have a lot of hit points to share.
So,
when Tessikar looks back and see actually what Eldeth's doing, and then he looks down at his hand and he sees that it's becoming normal flesh, he's like, hey, get that off!
And you initially tied those ribbons to be easily stripped there, but they do not. They do not come apart.
He looks over at Eldeth and he's got the biggest look of pure anger on his face, like he's about to just pop.
He's like, what did you do?
Roll 2d4.
Ooh.
This one and this one.
Okay, wait. One in each hand. Separate them. Okay, when you roll them, that is the damage that Tessikar takes to each hand.
Oh. Had regular rope.
Why didn't you say that?
Because this is better storytelling.
Oh, wow.
4 and 2.
So the hand that was not the hand of Shub-Niggurath takes the 4.
Yeah.
Red, angry welts. And you know this to be the angry pain and torture that Illmatter takes on every day as the god of the pains of the people, as the god of mortality, not the god of death, but the god of pain and anguish. You take that on. And even if you recover these 6 hit points, you still have the dripping wounds, the agony and the pain from Illmatter being pressed upon you, the same as what happened to Eldeth when she was first bound with the ribbons. Contextually, if you would like to take a level of paladin or cleric next level, you are more than welcome to, even if you do not make the requirements for such a level.
That's kind of cool.
And the door to the north suddenly triggers you.
Oh.
Ah. Okay. Tessikar is looking at his hands like they're on fire because they hurt.
Yes. It's a good description.
And he wants to just like shout and yell out, but he just like bites down angrily and just stares at them and then looks up at Eldeth with not really any love anymore because he's really upset. And then he looks over at the door and he's just staring at it.
What's over there?
There's always been this like sallow coloring to Tessikar's flesh, and there's a healthy vigor to Tessikar's countenance that you have not seen before. And so when Tessikar's old, weary voice speaks in a less elderly and wizened way, everyone is tweaked by that and everyone's attention is riveted to it. And Orndog says, yeah, it's okay. You didn't have to answer my question, and kind of turns to walk away. Because during all of that, Orndog was still trying to flirt with you and doesn't realize that you're in massive pain and agony and then triggered by a door. The door makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up when you ask the question.
Do I still get to ask the person that was frisking me?
Yeah, sure. Actually, Raxo's the one who replies because that's the voice I like doing.
Kay.
Raxo says, oh yeah, that door to the north, it leads to a place where like a whole bunch of all of the north is undead, a bunch of skeletons and fucked up shit. But that one over there is where some sort of powerful dwarf king person was killed by the orcs. You know it.
Oh.
Not a good place. We leave that door closed.
I mean, as it is right to do so.
Don't look in
respectfully,
there.
Respectfully, you know, the last stand of a dwarven king, right?
Whatever. So it seems like while they're binding you, if you had some questions, they would actually answer those questions. It seems like Raxo answered the first one. If you got any other questions and whatnot, you could definitely ask.
Doesn't our vision say something about a chest or...
Well, that's what I was going to ask about.
Dragonheart.
Oh, you're closer to the area. Like, you've dropped off your stuff in the middle. You can move. You see the dais has been ravaged. The throne that was there has been rent and destroyed. And there is the vest. I really wish I'd brought my notes because I had this all really beautifully written up. There was some sort of like gem-like thing or a crystalline structure that has been melted or burned or cut or marked in some or like gouged in some way. So there's this dais. This throne is destroyed, gouged, melted, burned. Something has done something horrible to this. There is a large crystalline base, like looked like a crystal was growing here, and it has been destroyed as well, and a large chunk of it removed. And that catches your eye. And when you were talking about prophecy, that tweaks you because from somewhere within you remember something from 16 sessions ago where we were talking about when we made characters, we were talking about what you're here for and what you're trying to collect.
Gems, wasn't it?
That's outrageous.
Gold. Money.
Truly.
Truly.
Outrageous.
Fame and fortune.
Whoa.
But specifically gem. An item.
The magic gauntlet?
The gauntlet.
Oh, the gauntlet.
Oh, yeah, right. The gauntlet.
That's why I was thinking gems. I had gauntlet
the
written down.
I know,
that's what I was going to ask about.
It was probably down that hallway that we're not supposed to go
and
down.
And then I was wondering if I was just thinking about like the Infinity War movie. Because I'm like, gauntlet. Why do I have that written on?
That's why. Because we saw this a while ago.
Oh, boy.
Before half the world was destroyed.
Spoilers.
I'm just kidding.
At this point, this will come out like way after Infinity War 2.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Endgame.
We find out that Infinity War 2 is just Black Panther playing with Red String.
That'd be funny.
Adorbs.
I mean, I would watch it.
I would too.
The pick two fingers on your Shub-Niggurath hand.
My pointer finger and my middle finger for a peace sign.
up your sign. Yes, those two fingers are still the energy of Shub-Niggurath when all is said and done.
I'm so glad I didn't pick these two because that would have been so much more awkward to show an Eldritch Blast out of my pinky.
Picked three and you could have been like, yeah, or four.
Funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hang on.
Jot's like, those are the wrong fingers.
The shocker.
I was just going to say, don't do the shocker.
I was hoping it was these. And go, pew, pew.
That'd be funny.
Oh, Eldritch Blast, myth of my guys. Pew, 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 pew.
New choice? Oh, kind of like choice? That.
New thumb and pinky.
Yeah. No, I like your choice of forefinger and middle finger. That's good. Those still.
Yeah, those are good fingers.
Blast people. Yes, they are. They're good fingers. Orn Dog's like, I know. So,
hey. Horn Dog, come back.
She left, right? She walked away.
She walked away. Okay. She's tending to her sleeping pallet, making it pretty.
Oh.
Raxo's like, all right, you going to come with me now? You dropped all your weapons off. We'll go talk to Nymeera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, then. Listen, she tells to Oscar, listen, these other four bunch of fuckheads, you need to be the one to do the talking. Nymeera is not going to want to listen to bunch of elitist asshats.
Oh boy, talking. My specialty.
I know, right? Why can't we just go through life stabbing things from behind, eh?
That's how it goes, I guess. One of those things, you know.
Go up the dais. Help me up the dais. And through the door.
I'm a dais.
You're not a dais.
I'm a dais. I'm a dais. I'm a dais.
On the dais. On the dais.
Dr. Zaius.
<I guess>. Simpsons quotes.
We're getting so much done.
Yeah, actually, you're moving along pretty good. The door behind the throne leads into a small audience chamber. A large table made of a single stone slab dominates the room's center, and old tapestries cling to the walls. A stone door in the far wall is carved with a dwarf's visage that you've seen elsewhere, of course. It's Durgeddon. And one gray-skinned dwarf in scale mail and shield stands watch by a door further away, and he shouts when Raxo walks up and raises a javelin, and he says, "What the fuck?" And Raxo says, listen, give me a Durgar dwarf's name.
Changer.
Changer?
It's gonna go better than what I had, so that's fine.
Cool. What's your Durgar's name?
Blurf.
Droobly.
Joe.
But it's spelled D J O.
Yeah. Like the Django. But
Joe.
Joe. Does Numera have a G before her name? Like Numerod?
Nymera? No.
Django.
So I take this opportunity as obviously we might get destroyed, and I go up to Oscar. I'm just gonna like sidle up alongside Oscar to whisper in his ear. I'm just gonna say, you know, Oscar, I totally ship your parents.
That's weird.
Yeah. Okay. The story was just awesome.
So it looks like this room is some sort of giant council chamber that Durgeddon would have held war meetings with his siblings and the other leaders of the readout of Durgeddon the Black. That you are, in fact, in the heart of where Durgeddon ruled and where your family is from. I would normally, at this point, I was planning on giving you all gems, but you all have a shit ton of gems. So you get no gems because you are gemmed to the nines already. You have 5. You have 6. You have how many?
4.
4. How many does Chelsea have?
5.
And how many does Marie Clark?
Don't even count them.
Don't even count them.
It's ridiculous.
You have a ton of gems to change the story. I will remind you all that you do not get to keep the gems once this adventure is done. You are running out of opportunities to spend these gems.
I was going to try and use them.
It's because the story's been so good.
That's true.
True.
It's good. Makes me
happy. I don't want to change it.
I got to start messing with you more. Okay.
Do I still have my eye? Yeah.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
No one seems to care.
Now you have the eye. No.
Oh. And now the eye is transferred. Yours.
No, you have the eye of Grumsh still upon your head.
A lot of weird magic.
Am I able to, like, now that I have this freaking red rope on me and I've got some ill matter shit going on, can I, like, somehow take it off, like, press my hands up on it and make it go away?
You wish to cast clerical healing upon, or some sort of cleric related ability, or a paladin's lay on hands upon your sibling in order to do so? You may not until you level.
Well, yeah.
Can I lay on myself?
If you're that lonely.
It's, you know, just good self-maintenance.
Yeah, it's healthy.
There is only one other door across the room. That's where the guard is standing. He raises his javelin and Raxo says, Changar, hold your horses. Put your sticky stick down. Taking these ones to meet with Nymera. All right? Crikey.
Yeah, I was really going to say,
all right.
All right.
Good night, mate.
Just coming through to see Nymera.
I'm not used to the accent that I'm doing with this character.
You were doing good until then.
It's pretty hard accent for me.
Cold head and knife.
Takes you through the door. You can see as you pass by this giant stone table, this is where battle plans were made. This is where truces were brokered and discussions were had in regards to the forge works to the south, that you're walking through the history of your people. And it is a beautiful table that has a carved relief just underneath the stone top. And it's an impressed relief, and it has beautiful imagery and whatnot in it. When you pass through this next door, this room appears to be a bedchamber, where in one corner of the room stands a large wooden sleeping platform, badly gouged by axe blows, partially burned. A table, a bench, and a writing desk have similarly been treated to these gougings and burns. In the middle of the southern wall, a space has been cleared for a simple sleeping pallet and a pair of large satchels. There are two exits to the north. So if you picture it, you walk in and to the right is all this destroyed furnishings for the room that's been pushed off to the side largely. There's a sleeping pallet against the far wall, and to your left, there are two doors that lead out from this room. And standing in the room is a very handsome older Durgar lady, her gray hair braided back into pleats. She's wearing splint mail and carries a giant greatsword on her back. Can you describe her face for me, Paige?
It's very defined and chiseled. She has very strong cheekbones and jawline.
Great. What's she wearing on her feet, Marie Claire?
She's wearing sandals with socks.
Okay, sure.
Birkenstocks.
Yeah, Birkenstocks with
she's
like
wearing Toms.
Woolen socks that have been like patched many times.
I mean, I can picture it. I don't want to, but I can picture it.
Do you want a new choice?
No. I'll live with what you've given me.
Thigh-high boots.
I would have loved that. But all right, Birkenstocks with socks is where Marie Claire's mind went.
It's cold. It makes sense. She's older. It's cold.
All right.
Keeps her feet warm.
She's doing something with her hands. Allison, what is she doing with her hands?
Jazz. I just really want her to do jazz hands because that's what I just did. Like as she's like, she kind of like waves hi with two hands to everybody. And it sure looks like jazz hands.
No, she's hey. Like, she's not paying attention to you guys because she's doing something with her hands. What is she doing?
Knitting new socks. Sorry.
That's a good offer. Do you want to accept that offer? Do you have one of your own?
I had a different one.
What is your offer?
And we can decide which is better. I was thinking she's just kind of making something actually out of clay. So she's at like a old clay wheel and it's working. Is that? Do we like knitting socks better? We can go with
or
knitting socks.
Binder.
Oh. I was going to say.
I know. That's what I wanted.
I was going to say it's ghost.
I wanted to
dormant ghost.
My darling, you're wearing Birkenstocks. too much for me. I'm moving on. Anyway, she's using modeling clay to make something. Cool. Anybody else got anything else they'd like to add about the description of Nymira?
She has really long hair.
Yes, braided in a pleat that goes quite the distance. She looks up, puts her modeling clay down.
What color of eyes does she have? Just wondering.
Brown.
Can she be smoking a pipe?
While she's working on clay?
Sure. She's sucking on an unlit pipe while she's modeling the clay, because the pipe probably went out while she was working it. She's making a unicorn out of modeling clay, and when you walk in the door, unannounced, she accidentally snaps the horn off the modeling clay and looks up with a glare and says, "You ruined my horse." No, not like that, because that's Scottish Kyle. "You ruined my horse."
Technically, I thought it was a unicorn, so now we made it into a horse.
"Oh, look at you, mountain dwarf fucker, telling me what I'm doing. Thank you, oh Lord and Savior of us all. Why are these infernal peoples in front of me, Raxo?"
"Nah, you probably shouldn't be smoking that pipe, you know."
"Who are you?"
"It's me, Oscar."
"Oscar? I don't know no one named Oscar."
"Does the name Dickhead in the Black ring a bell to you?"
"Dickhead in the Black?" That's what we call him down here, is Dickheadin. "Yeah, I know who Dickhead in the Black is. Asshat." You're not too sure if she's calling you an asshat or Dickhead in the Black. Either way, I mean,
someone's an asshat.
"Well, it's good to see you for the first time."
"What do you think I am?"
"Well, if memory serves me correctly and I've connected the dots in a specific way."
"All right.
You might be my mother."
"Fuck that! I only push one thing through this," she points to herself, "and that was her."
"Oh, are you guys twinsies?"
"I only won." I was awake the whole time.
"Well, I have something here that might jog your memory."
"You think you're my baby and you're traveling around with these lordly fucks?"
"It's a long story."
"All right, let's get out of my bedchamber and go to the council room." "All right, go."
We're going.
"Don't push me."
Slow moving. All right, so the guy with the javelin, he's like, "Oh yeah, back out the room. Come on.
You know how to walk. Jeez. They're okay. So pushy."
"I'm not trying to be pushy."
Being pushy.
Nightmare will hit me if it... Can you...
Seem kind of pushy.
Why are we still standing here?
This is what happens when two of the similar IQ talk.
What?
We're not dumb.
No.
I has a 10. So
they just chin nod at each other.
They go and stand on one side of the table.
I made new friend.
Everyone leaves the room. Nymera puts her little horsey and little horn back onto her stand and heads back out to the council chamber and says, okay, tell me this long story. I want to know, who are you people? Why are you in my house?
Well, we were sent here to find this magical gauntlet thing that's got some gems and supposed the like in it. And we're supposed to ascend all.
Who sent yous?
May I speak?
Ugh.
Oh, okay. You see, my brother here, he got a vision, and basically there was a lot of smoke and something about 5 levels to descend and a weird riddle, and we had 5 choices to make, and that only the blood of a stone hammer, and there was a summit, and there was a gauntlet.
Stone hammer?
Yeah. We're all stone hammers.
Oh, fuck. Is yous here to take over? We got this is our home now. We took it. It's ours. You can't have the foundry. You can't have the forge. It's ours.
We have our own home. We don't want this home.
Yeah, we don't want nothing from you. We're just trying to pass through to fulfill the prophecy.
Make a persuasion check. The two of you both make a perception check.
And Oscar definitely does the hand thing.
Oh, you would like to spend for advantage. Yes, by all means.
I also spend for advantage. Sorry.
And I'll only take the higher roll. The two of you will be working together, so you basically have like 4 times advantage.
Ooh, whoa.
Woo! Holy
Nat
shit.
Nat 20. Ooh,
it's a good thing.
Well, and a 19.
And I have plus 6. 25.
25.
Ooh.
We rolled a 50.
Yeah!
Fuck you!
She's like, I'm sorry, the forge is yours. I will pack up our things. She collects her stuff and leaves. All right.
Do I get a dog wolf out of it?
No, there's no dog wolves.
Good try, though. Good effort.
So what this persuasion check was to indicate to her that you have no interest in the Forge of Fury itself, that you're here for a very specific purpose to do a very specific thing, and you do not have any interest in taking the forge, the magical forge that creates beautiful magical armor that Durgeddon spent his whole life creating. And you're just going to gather up some shit and go back up to the surface. And you vehemently succeed at this task that Nymera at the end of the day is like, that's great. I'm so impressed that you care so little about your family heritage that you would leave this to us. How can we help? What would you like to know about where it's at?
Specifically, where it's at would be very helpful.
Well, the forge is... So the door just outside there to the left, that's where the forge is.
Are you aware of any magical gauntlet?
No, I isn't aware of no magical gauntlet that is in this place or... confines.
Is there a way down to another?
But I know that the dragon ravaged this area before we got here. It may have taken some stuff.
Do you know if there's any way down to an additional level?
Yeah, there's a chasm.
Is there a safe way down said chasm?
Yeah, the rope.
Good to know. That way we don't have to use any flying bread.
I mean, we should like go and at least see the forge. I mean, like, we don't have to, like, take it or...
Pay our respects to the forge.
I mean, yeah, like, I mean...
Do, like, a brewery tour?
I mean, it is like a brewery tour. Like, you got to go and see the forge.
If he wants to go see the forge and show that you is just visiting, go clear out these rooms to the north so that my people have some homes, deal with these undead scourges,
well,
and I'll be happy.
Okay.
We can't really clear anything, as you can see we are... in specific cases, tied up.
You can all have your weapons back if you want to go to the north and deal with this stuff. In fact, you could even get to the chasm from the north.
This is the stuff we get to tell tales about after.
Did no one hear the word dragon?
No, they're undead.
That's downstairs.
Undead.
Yeah, the ones to the north.
I don't like any of those words.
What are you, a chicken?
I don't like those
words
either.
No, call me a chicken.
I don't like those words either.
Yeah.
I like standing guard.
I like you. What's your name?
I like holding a stick and telling people, no, you can't go in the door.
Changer. I like Changer.
Changer is the other guy at the other door.
Oh.
My name is Blurf.
Hi, Blurf.
I would very much like to go to those doors to the north.
I mean, like, selflessly, this group of Stonehammers comes to the Fords of Fury not to rob it of its current denizens, but to, you know, provide succor to them. Also to pay respects to the forge that was.
What are we sucking?
I mean,
just to be clear, while Melusine was saying that, there was a beautiful swell of music in the background.
Of course,
and
there was.
You were all inspired by her words, which were very powerful and wonderful. And if she wants to give you any of her 10 gems, she may do so.
Yeah, do that.
Can I don't know if I should ask this as me or as Foggy. So I'm going to ask this as me. I'm confused about Nymeera, because I thought Nymeera was that terrible pillar monster that we killed.
No, Nymeera was not the terrible pillar monster that you killed.
Stalagmite?
Roper?
Stalactite?
Yeah, so then what was that? Because I was under the thought that it was...
You're going to have to roleplay that, because I'm not going to just give you...
I was just making sure I wasn't the only one like noticing that things are different than what we had thought.
Yeah, actually. Wait a second.
Hey, wait a second! Oscar was it, who is the Stalagmite, the Roper?
What is you talking about?
There's a Roper we fought somewhere in this... thing.
Yeah, I thought that was your mommy. Who's this lady?
Oh yeah, your mom was totally a weird thing.
A Roper. What?
You're telling me that your mom was a Roper and you're a Durga? That's fucked up, dude. Says Raxo.
Doesn't make any sense to me either that I would come from some rock thing.
No, remember it had...
No, it was cursed.
Is there
cursed.
More than one Nymeera, maybe?
Yeah, it was cursed. That doesn't necessarily mean it was
No, but Nymeera. They're saying that the Roper that we fought that was cursed it's was your mother.
It's like, I know I was here, but I don't remember any of these things.
No, I remember that because I got something out of it.
I'm thinking this Nymeera is a different, like Nymeera Junior, but they don't do that for girls. But they...
Also, you're wonderful players and I love you all so very much, but that name wasn't Nymeera.
Yeah, it was.
It's
no.
Numera.
It was Numeera. Oh, we're so dyslexic.
God damn it. I don't write anything down, so I can't be blamed.
I'm trying
for
to
anything.
Have a moment with my mom, guys. You're ruining
She's not your mom. You're being weird now.
Not your mom. Very clearly, not your mom.
Like maybe oh, like a sister or something.
Names?
Oh, I wonder.
They're twin sisters.
Oh, maybe like an aunt.
Wait a second. So your name was Nymeera?
Yeah, I think that was made like fucking real clear.
Okay.
We're a little slow.
Do you know Nymeera?
So her face goes ashen, which is hard because like she's already ashen skinned. And her eyes widen a little bit. And she's like, what do you know about Nymeera?
That's his mom.
There's a emotional, palpable moment as she looks at you and she's like, uses. Almost turned into Marlon Brando for a second there. And I was like,
Yous is my baby boys.
Anyway, she says, Yous is my nephew.
It would certainly appear that way.
No. Nymeera never had no children.
She did.
She died in the fall. She was here brokering an agreement between us and,
losing the accent, and Dogeddon the Black.
Yeah, I was Kevin Black already.
They brokered, but good.
So who is you then?
I'm the Kevin Black's son.
Fuck.
I know.
I feel like that's the Brooklyn answer to that sort of thing, right? Like that is what somebody from Brooklyn. Yeah, okay, go.
I'm very confused at the moment because Durgeddon was our grandfather.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's our uncle?
Yeah. Yes.
We just
but
discovered
if he
this.
Was Durgeddon the Black's son, then he would be
older.
So your mom was Durgeddon the Black's
child. And that was her brother.
And that's her brother.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
It's another uncle we didn't know we had.
So like just think about how like
Eldakar
sometimes...
is your mom.
Yeah.
And that was Durgeddon's daughter.
Okay. Yep.
And Eldakar and Oscar are both
siblings.
Yeah. So it's kind of like this is where the car came from. Oscar.
Ooh.
Eldakar.
Okay, I got it. family tree. It's done. Been, it's like my own personal car. Family tree.
Yeah. I'm really happy this is coming out because it's been like 17 games mm-hmm. and I finally got to reveal some cool shit. Cool.
Okay, got it.
The cars unite.
I want to state that you guys make fun of me for being dumb, but I'm the one who figured that out. So, there.
Shut up, Fog!
I did. Numira and Nightmare are not the same.
Oh, I thought that was Allison, not Foggy, because that seemed like a Foggy thing.
We both did it together. High five.
He just smashes heads with you.
High five.
Back to the moment of palpable emotional reality here as your aunt realizes that she has a nephew and a connection to her sister who has been lost and gone all these years. And she's like, I thought she died in the horrible fallout of the battle, and that's why we came here and we found a secret way in to avoid all the orcs. And have been hiding down here, fighting off troglodytes. Fighting off troglodytes, crikey!
I know, you keep slipping into an Australian.
Fighting off troglodytes. It's just certain words.
Yeah, that's have fair.
Different fight. Cadences. Anyway, so I said, bring it in.
Aww.
And then we bring it in.
Yeah, give you a hug. Raxo's like, so Yus is my cousin?
I was getting to that, but apparently I am.
Whoa. I don't know how I feel right now because you're kind of handsome and I
oh God.
Have to change my mental image of who you is.
The resemblance is uncanny, I know.
And because Jot hasn't said any of this entire episode, he's like, you don't think?
He has his own like drum set.
He's just playing on Priscilla's butt.
Drumming away.
What's the symbol, though?
You don't want to know.
Her ear.
Well, then.
An earring hanging off of
Raxo
it.
Says, and nobody bothered to write down Raxo.
I did.
Could you spell out Raxo for me?
R-A-X-O?
Raxo?
Yeah.
Not Raxo. Raxo. R-A-K.
Oh, well, it's spelled like an X now.
R-A-K-X-O.
Yeah, there's no X.
But I wanted to be excited.
R-A-K-S-O.
Why S?
Raxo.
Can't believe I already spelled something wrong.
Sorry. This one's important. It is literally Raxo. And I've been enjoying that all game because
it's Oscar backwards. which I thought about earlier, but I was like, I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to ruin your moment of glory.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, my wife. You've played with me for years and years and years. I know how I work. All these other players. Yes. I hope you've enjoyed today's session. We will end there.
Dun, dun.
Because we literally go through all of our names to spell them backwards in our family.
Raise your glass and drink with the enemy. Raise your glass and sing with the enemy. And I'm not gonna do this on my own.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at tavern_tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.
Oh my God.
He's telling you that you're a winner even if you lost.
He loves you so much.
You are Winrar.
Now wink at him.
He's glaring.
Yes, angry wink.
I don't want your pity donut.
Oh,
I want to win my own.
That was such a nice, yeah. It was super. Gesture.
Whatever the gesture was made, she rebuffed it. She's the bad guy. We all are witness.
Yes, it was recorded.
It was recorded.
I want your fucking pity donut. Whoosh. All right.